Greetings and welcome all to the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Every week, our intrepid cast of gamers will do their level best to somehow ruin their game master's intricately designed adventure. But without further ado, here is your game master, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop podcast. I am your guide, Scormus. And with me today, we have meeny, meeny, miny, mo, Bjorn.
Hello. Today I'm playing Fallen. He is an artisan. He's a mutt. He's got contacts in the underworld. And that's me.
And we have Ten.
Hello. I'm playing Sasha. I am a hunter. Borzoi, common folk, and I'll see you about town.
And Domina?
I'm playing Megs. She is a stray from the herder breed. She is actually her Belgian Shepherd, which is known also as a Groenendael. And she is a free dog.
Ooh. And Bielis.
I'm playing Topper Dane. Topper Dane is a great dane. He is a guardian. He is a good boy.
Okay. So, this is finishing out our one shot of Pugmire for the month. And, quick recap. Y'all came to the plastic boom town of Chutoy. It's a big mining and adventurer's boom town.
169er!
Something like that, yes. And think Tombstone in the old westerns. That sort of place, only they're mining for plastic in Mount Landfill. Anyway, they came here and have been basically drawn into an investigation trying to prove the innocence of Torn Ear, a cat who is a purveyor of fine antiquities from the cat sector, who is being accused of espionage against the crown. The guardsmen have a rather large amount of evidence against him, and there's no proof of his innocence. So, at least thus far. Although, as has become rather obvious, man, this was a pretty ham-fisted frame job. So, and Ten is trying to distract me. It's rather hot today, so we're melting. Anyway, we're a little behind, so we're going to probably go a little long today. You left off leaving the opium den in the cat zone, cat sector. And just to move things along a little bit, you talked to some more people in the cat sector, those who would talk to you basically give you nothing new. Nobody expected this from Torn Ear. They all think it's bull. And many of them see the writing on the wall. There are several abandoned homes already. You saw other families gathering their things into wagons and preparing to leave town. They expect things are going to get a lot worse very soon. So a lot of cats are leaving town in the next day or so.
Maybe we should take one of these abandoned buildings and use it as our headquarters.
Good idea.
Is there one near near a bank, maybe, or closer to a bank area?
There's no bank in the cat quarter.
Well, that's stupid.
Why would there be a bank?
And then the buildings here are all rather low quality. They were from the earliest time of the when this was still just an encampment before it actually became a town.
Yes, but that doesn't mean
the town grew kind of outwards and away from the cat sector. So the miners who lived here moved out to better quarters and left this for the cats. And the occasional badger. So,
good place to hunt badgers.
Right now, there's currently no badgers in town. Because badgers tend to avoid. But if they have furs to sell or something, sometimes they will come through. Just not right now. Cats are more willing to buy from them than dogs.
That's because badgers suck.
Badgers are horrible. But that's a story for another time. Or last month, if you want to go listen to last month's shows, the August shows, you'll see about badgers.
Badgers suck.
Anyway, so night comes, you go back to your inn, and you drop off Friar Fluff at the church along the way. You have a meal, some water, drinks, whatever you have, and head up to bed. There seems to be less people here. They've actually got vacancies. There's some beds available. Less people at the inn. And there was not as much partying as there was the night before. Things seemed a little more subdued, a little more tense. Tony seemed pretty quiet. That's the Mastiff, who's the bouncer in the tavern. Just seems like there's a pall starting to come down over the town.
Don't know what to do about the cat.
I think we're in trouble.
Things aren't looking great. But while you're sitting there in the inn itself, down in the tavern, a couple guards come in. And they just kind of stand there and look at you.
I wave at one.
You know, Tony, I'm thinking maybe you need to step outside. I think I saw somebody leaving his mark on the side of the building. Yeah, you might want to go deal with that. Tony's like, fuck you, Fred, go take care of yourself. That's your job, isn't it? My job's in here. Fred looks at him and goes, yeah, Tony, you don't want to be in here right now.
No, he just doesn't want witnesses.
Tony goes over and sits at your table and goes, no, I'm fine. Guards, we just kind of give you a look and, all right. We'll see how this goes. And they walk out.
Squirrel. Well, they don't want us looking into it, so they want to arrest us.
No, they wanted to beat the shit out of us.
Well, that too.
Yeah. They didn't care that much about arresting us. Well, because we would have created a commotion by bleeding too hard.
Yep.
Although, 2 against 4 seems hardly fair to them.
Oh, no, there's reinforcements outside.
Yeah.
We just have to hit a guard, and now we're, in trouble.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's when they bring in everybody.
Do you want to go take a look outside? Go look through a window?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. There's about 12 guards out front in the street.
Is the head of the guard, Rommel, anywhere nearby?
You don't see him.
So you're a guard? Shouldn't they have kinship with you?
No, I wasn't a guard. I was a mercenary.
Oh, I thought you... Never mind.
Oh, no. Guards are pussies.
Johnny's like, hey, yeah. You know, I like you guys. And I'm glad you're here. And I really hope that you set up a nice pioneer house here. And that's great. I really don't think it's going to work out with y'all staying here after tonight. I think tomorrow you need to find new lodgings. And you're certainly welcome to come stay at the inn. But yeah, until this all blows over, if it blows over.
You don't want your inn to burn down.
Yeah, I can't have you here.
I understand. And we appreciate you being, you know.
We thank you for your support. It was, it's appreciated.
You know, it's, I know they mean well. They're, deep down, they're good dogs. They may not always show it, but they're a lot better than the old guard we had. But at the same time, yeah, that magister can't show up soon enough. This needs to get handled, just dealt with, and gone. This chapter of Chew Toy needs to close. Because, you may not know this of me, but I studied at university in Pugmire. And history shows this sort of thing's happened before. And it'll happen again. Just don't be in the cat quarter much until this is over. Things are going to get real ugly real quick. That I can promise you.
It's a tinderbox.
Yeah, that would not surprise me at all.
I hope you have enough buckets.
Luckily, my inn is quite a distance away from the cat sector, but I'll guarantee you that the fire brigade will be very, very careful in protecting the other quarters.
Yeah, because it's a lot of wood.
It is a lot of wood. And that's a lot of open ground that will quickly be rebuilt on. I'm quite sure. And so he starts closing everything up. And I'm assuming you're going to go up to bed for the night?
Yeah, okay, for another night.
Would you care to set a watch?
Most definitely.
All right. What order are you going to go in?
First watch.
Second. Third.
Last.
All right. So for the first 2 hours, it's all quiet. Well, other than you can hear voices down in the street. There's laughing and whatnot. They're trying to be quiet, but it's obvious that the guard are still out there in the street, and they appear to also be in the alleys to either side of the inn, just in case you try to sneak out.
I see.
Or so it would seem.
No point.
Second watch. Quiet. No talking. Nobody on the street. Or at least, not that you can hear. It is, I mean, the other nights you've been here have been absolutely, no matter what day or night, there was somebody moving, you know, wagons moving up and down the streets. People joking, laughing, drunks moving about. And you'd see the guards trying to keep people quiet. But still, there was traffic 24/7. There was always activity going on. Not tonight. Third watch. Still completely still. At one point, you thought you heard what appeared to be muffled singing. Drunken singing, then a oof, and some muffled talk as he got clubbed and put down.
Bad dog.
Bad dog. Fourth watch. The lights start to, the sky starts to lighten up. And as there's the pink sky in the west starts to come up, you start hearing voices outside. Quiet, but speaking furtively to each other. And then all the guards rush away towards the guard post.
Okay.
And after they leave, there starts to be a little more activity on the street, and as the sun comes up, things start to return to normal. As you look out the window, you do see a crumpled old drunk down across the street. Looks like they maced him in the head to put him out. But he didn't make any noise, did he? Now what do you do?
Go downstairs?
Yeah, go downstairs.
So how many people are... So we were in the great room before. Do we have... Is our room private now?
No, no. It's still... Common. On the second floor is a big common room. And the other rooms were taken, but there was room in the common room, basically.
Okay. And so there's other people there.
Yes. Most of them, you know, starting to wake up from their, you know, drunken state, whatnot, getting ready to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it, this is an inn where a lot of the workers and miners who haven't built, don't have their own permanent homes in town stay at. It's one of the lesser class inns, mm-hmm. being towards the outskirts.
Mm-hmm.
I know a great way to put an end on this. If something was to happen to the plastic line, if it would catch fire, that would dry up this town really fast.
That's kind of an odd thought to come from a pioneer, but okay.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying that would put an end to all this.
That'd be one of those out-of-character moments.
No.
No, okay.
Like I said, he's not overly bright, but he's not stupid.
Ah.
Let's see.
Okay, well, as you work your way downstairs to get your morning meal.
Yes.
The door bursts open and in comes Fluff. Looking, basically he just threw on his robe, didn't belt it, just rushed in as fast as he could. Oh my god, oh my god, oh! You have to come, you have to come. There, something's happened.
Okay, did they burn the cat quarter?
What? No,
good.
No,
No, where are we going?
The guardhouse.
All right.
They've got Blackie.
Okay.
So, he rushes out and I assume you chase after?
Yes. Grab my stuff and go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming you had already dressed, not before you came down for food.
Yeah, because we had to bring our stuff with us.
Yeah.
Yes, you're not leaving your stuff here.
No, but my stuff would have been sitting right next to me.
Okay. Yeah. So you grab your things and you run after it.
Sure.
And there's, instead of the two guards out front, there's like seven of them milling about. And they all seem to be pointing and laughing as they see Fluff come running down the street with you chasing after. And they part way and let you in. Like one of them at the door just opens the door and is like, when you run in, There's the sergeant, several other guardsmen off to one side talking, and you can see that all the other prisoners, there's like of the eight or so cages or kennels, almost all of them have someone in them, and they're all very alert and paying attention. And over at Tornier's cage, it's not lit. You can see him in shadows pacing back and forth. And the sergeant looks at him and is like, "Oh, good, you're here. I'm so glad this is going to be over soon. Move back, boys, move back, make room, make room. The defense has to have a look at our latest bit of evidence." And as you move through the crowd of soldiers, as they're giggling to themselves and quietly making comments about you, Fluff goes through first. He's like, "Oh, no. There is a severely torn up black cat. She was wearing very dark leather armor and a dark gray cloak. What's left of it. A good portion of her left side is caved in. She's just covered in blood. Her fur is completely matted. She's all missing sections of fur, torn up. A leg is obviously broken with a compound fracture." Sergeant looks up at you as you walk, you look aghast at this obviously dead cat. Says, "What? She resisted."
"Yes, but how is that evidence?"
"Look for yourself."
"It's
a
black cat."
He walks away.
"It's a dead black cat."
"Well, feel free to look her over."
"Okay. And I will search."
"All right. You may search."
It's 20.
Oh, natural 20? Yeah. Or no, okay. Okay, good. So you're searching her over and, you know, trying to, it's a mess. You're getting, anyway, looking her over and, oh, you find in her armor, you pull out an envelope. And you open it up and there's a letter.
Okay.
It matches one of the ones, or it's not the same, but it is a very similar to one that Tornier would have sent to Blackie.
Okay.
But this one talks about has the time come? When will they strike? I need to know so that I may find a safer location. I believe they may have found me out.
Okay. This is still pretty shitty evidence because you don't have an actual person to verify that this was theirs.
Well, also, you had to search the body for the
evidence. Yeah, I know. If it had been evidence, they would have taken it already. This is obviously planted. This is garbage evidence.
Would anyone care to roll your notice?
So is that just 1d20?
1d20. You're not at advantage.
I only got a 10.
Ah.
7.
Got it. Rolled a 7. Do I add one?
If you have notice, you add your wisdom bonus and your proficiency bonus.
Okay. 22.
Okay.
Someone rolled okay.
Not me, I rolled 7.
Well,
I did too.
You're looking at this, and obviously a lot of the blood has dried. So she wasn't killed
here
in the last few hours. And all of her armor and whatnot is blood soaked.
The letter isn't.
But the envelope is covered in blood. But it had never had enough time to actually soak through. The letter was still legible. A little blood had gotten onto it, but not much.
Mine did.
Yep.
So what would you like to do?
This letter's planted.
Who are you going to say that to?
The captain.
Well, you turn around and he's not there anymore.
Okay.
Neither is Tornier. They just drug him out.
Oh, they're going to hang him.
Okay.
Let's go.
There are two guards blocking the door.
We need to speak to your guard captain. Move.
Do you know?
Yes. If he's going to murder that cat without the magistrate, he's committing a crime, and we need to stop him from committing a crime.
Yeah, that's fine. Sure, I'm sure he'll be happy to talk to you. But, I'm sure there's some papers you're going to have to sign first. Yeah, Or, you could try to move us.
Okay?
I can try and intimidate him.
I would suggest persuade rolls.
No intimidate roll? Okay, I don't have persuade. I have intimidate.
I don't have persuade.
Do you guys have bluff?
I don't have anything.
Would you care to attempt a bluff?
You go first. We'll go next.
No, this is not going to turn out well for you. You should just let us go. There are four of us.
That's not the tactic you should take.
We could just beat you up a little bit, throw you in a cell, you'd be okay.
I seriously think we should be the ones to put down Thorn.
So, Fluff runs and jumps on one of the guardsmen and starts just battering him with his paws. He falls over backwards in total surprise, and the other guardsman jumps on board on him. So they're wrestling about.
You go forward.
Yep. I think that was a diversion. Let's go.
You rush out the doors, and you see that they're dragging Tornier, who's not even really resisting at this point. Just being drug, not saying nothing. And there's dogs coming out of their homes and businesses and just kind of milling about and following towards the square. Looks like it's time for a good old-fashioned lynch.
Commander, Captain, whatever you want to call yourself.
What's your run speed?
So
you gotta catch up.
35.
Oh, that's right. You have a minus, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not a minus.
Yeah, it is.
No, 40 is the standard run.
40 is standard run.
It's 30/40.
30 is
light. Sorry. Mine's 50, so I can catch up.
Yes, you can catch up. Anybody that's got a 40 for full speed run can catch up.
Okay.
I don't. That's why I'm yelling at him to stop, because he's committing a crime in front of witnesses. And we will press charges when the magistrate gets here.
There's too much noise. The crowd is starting to, get worked up.
But we've caught him.
The three of you have. He's lagged behind. But they're not going at full speed once you've caught up. They're at walking speed. But they're now entering the square, and people are coming around from other streets and milling into the square. Probably going to be a couple hundred people. And so that's where we will stop for today. So, until next time, I'm your guide, Scormus. And for Domina, Bjorn, Beelus, and Ten, bye!
Bye! Bye! Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Please return for our continuing adventures next week, and let us know what you think of the show at scormy.com, or whatever service you use to receive this podcast.